Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
And you're welcome back again. The RTE Concert Orchestra with some very special guests are going to be celebrating Leonard Cohen's 90th birthday. Well, he would have been 90. It's going to be a live concert at the Three Arena in the Point in Dublin on the 21st of September, the autumnal equinox that weekend. Among the special guest vocalists will be Mick Flannery, Suzanne Savage, Jess Cav, plus our guest this morning, Phelim Drew, will also be lending his voice for the first time at the Three Arena. Good morning, Phelim Drew.
Hi, Oliver. How are you?
You've not performed at the Point before.
Oh, many times. I think I did. I was with The Who once, and
right, yeah,
no, I've never been on stage at the Three Arena, so that'll be extraordinary. And my journey with the RTE Concert Orchestra has been incredible. I mean, Brian Connor, who's responsible for programming the show and for the arrangements, contacted me, and we first did a show at the All Together Now Festival, which was daunting, and and then we did a couple of shows then at the Bord Gáis, you know, which were just incredible. So it's been wonderful to be part of that.
Leonard Cohen has been in and around you then for a little while.
Yeah.
You weren't always drawn to him, I believe.
Well, I kind of, I suppose he's a bit of an acquired taste. And when I was younger, I always found him a little bit moany. Do you know what I mean?
For sure,
and a bit
for sure,
sort of his sort of singing technique is kind of very monotone, and you know, and it's hard to kind of get, you know, I know that when you get into it, it has so much to offer, and so, like, when I heard these songs, and you know, particularly being sung by people like Suzanne Savage and Jess Cav and Mick Flannery, I mean, these songs just come alive, and they're incredible. Yeah.
Can you call it singing, Leonard? Because there's a lot of it kind of semi-spoken words, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I suppose he was a poet, and the medium through which he expressed himself was song. But musically, they're really beautiful as well. I never really liked Neil Young. Do you know what I mean? but I've come to appreciate how good he is now, and don't go by my taste in music.
Well, our tastes change, don't they? Things we couldn't stand.
Yeah, I think you know, something that you didn't like when you were younger, and you get older, you kind of appreciate it more. Or you're listening to it with a new, different set of ears.
Hopefully, it's a sign of our emotional maturity.
Hopefully,
I'm surprised that you weren't drawn to Leonard Cohen, because I thought, as a blues man, his voice kind of lends itself to that.
Yeah, I kind of, it just wasn't really on my radar, you know. I suppose he was kind of before my time a little bit, you know. When I started listening to music, you know, it wasn't sort of really until the 80s, you know, and even then I was listening to you know, music from the 50s and the 40s and that sort of thing, trying to keep abreast of what was current.
So Leonard Cohen, in the 80s, you're listening to 50s rock, or were
rock
crooners?
And roll? Yeah, I was a rock and roll nut. I remember buying a Little Richard record in Comet Records on Chatham Street, and the Georgia Peach, and that turned me on to rock and roll.
And did you stick with that then, or did you always?
I have a really eclectic taste in music. I love classical music. I love traditional Irish music, and I've a love of American music, you know, whether it's soul, blues, or you know.
When you're doing your Leonard Cohen in the Three Arena in September, do you go? Is it spoken word? What songs are you performing?
Well, I'm doing Democracy, which is a massive piece, and it's a sort of a commentary on the world, and you know, the dysfunction of society, and you know, it's quite a big song, and you know, I think my direction from Brian was to kind of really just belted out there, you know, in a sort of a declamatory way.
It's angry,
know?
Is it?
Well, it's just, you know, it's expressive, you know, and so I don't really think too much about singing when I'm doing that. It's more about you know, hitting the back row of the stalls, you know, and getting the message of the song across. And there are two other songs that, you know, I get more of a chance to sing. There's a song called Slow, which has a sort of a bluesy feel to it, which is off one of Cohen's latter albums,
right.
And Anthem, which is a beautiful song. But, you know, there's lots of singers involved who are, you know, much more experienced and better trained than I am, who kind of do all the heavy lifting.
Ah, look, we know why your voice is lovely in spoken word and singing. That's why you're a part of it.
Thanks very much.
What a voice you have. Do you nurture that voice? Do you store it in oak, smoke it and keep it in a barrel?
Well, I did a vocal warm-up before I came here this morning.
Did you?
Yeah. No, I do kind of, I've become more aware of looking after my voice, you know,
apart from not talking, what's the best way to do it?
Well, just warming it up, you know. It's amazing what 5 minutes will do.
Humming in the shower,
exactly.
Is a very good way of doing it.
Sort of humming through, you know, humming around your sinuses, and then, you know, just and doing a sort of like a scales and that sort of thing, you know.
Get that kind of cello up and running.
Yeah,
you have a very distinctive voice of your own. Did it take time for you to get out from under the shadowy voice of your dad, Ronnie?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose I've never really felt that I was in his shadow. And I chose to go down a road that he hadn't gone down, you know, the path of acting and theatre and, you know, and it's been very good to me. And I've had a sort of a wonderful experiences working with, you know, such a broad range of people. So I always felt, you know, it was kind of different. You know, I suppose I get my deep voice from my grandfather, like my grandfather, Paddy. He had a very deep voice. My uncles and, of course, Ronnie. I don't speak like Ronnie spoke necessarily.
No, you don't.
I think with the singing, though, you know, I've been singing more in the last few years, and, you know, of course people are going to, you know, jump on the opportunity to make comparisons, and I'm absolutely fine with that, because without him I wouldn't have the songs and the stories to tell people.
Yeah, Remember Ronnie is the show. So it's
Remembering Ronnie. Yeah, it's a show that kind of came out of a sort of a reappreciation of the Dubliners' legacy, musical legacy, and a reappreciation of their contribution to music, and also the fact that I spent so much time with my dad and you know, together with him when he would come home from a tour, you know, we would go for drives and he would tell me stories. And so, you know, it's an opportunity to tell some of those sort of more private stories or stories that people wouldn't have heard, and intersperse them with songs, Dubliner songs, songs that the Dubliners made famous, but also songs that, you know, have influenced my taste in music, you know, because of his record collection, which was quite eclectic.
Yeah.
So and I have a new agent now, and he's wonderful, a fellow called Mark Downing from AMA Music Agency. So he took me on, and he's been great, and you know, we're sort of concentrating on the Remembering Ronnie show and taking it as many people as we can. And we've had a great summer. I've done several gigs around the country.
And you're still touring that as well?
Yeah, I'm going to be in the Sean O'Casey Festival on the 13th of September. Their tickets are on Eventbrite. And
East Wall is a very appropriate place.
Yeah, absolutely. I've played there before. I had a one-man show about Joxer Daly. I did a show down there before, and they're a lovely audience. I'm doing the Sea Church in Ballycotton.
Oh, lovely. Yeah,
25th
yeah.
of October. Venue. And that's a beautiful venue. Mm. Yeah.
And in London as well. The Irish
going culture. To London on the 28th of October to the Irish Cultural Centre in Hammersmith.
What when you said there's a you've a reappreciation of the Dubliners and what they did. What is that reappreciation?
I think when you grow up listening to to this body of work, you probably, you know, it's a bit like, you know, listening to Leonard Cohen and Neil Young. You don't appreciate it necessarily, yeah. You know, you kind of take it for granted. Mm. You know, you're hearing them on the radio, they're on the Late Late Show, and, you know, it's just part of life. And I think, after Ronnie passed away, you know, and my mum, who you mentioned earlier, she passed away.
Mm-hmm. Your mum was Deirdre.
Yeah, Deirdre.
We were talking off air. Yeah, actually, I want to talk because she's a very interesting story as well.
Yeah. She her maiden name was McCartan, and you know, she met my dad through. She was running the Pike Theatre in just off Herbert Street in Dublin, and. She ran a coffee shop which supplemented the running of the theatre, and they used to invite people like Andy Irvine and my dad to come down and sing, and that's how she met him. And my grandfather was interested, you know, being an old Republican, he was interested in meeting Ronnie because he had appeared on the radio. And,
right, yeah, so he knew all about him.
Yeah.
That's your granddad, Patrick. He was a TD in the First Dáil.
He was, yeah. He attended the First Dáil in the round room of the Mansion House in 1919. He fought in the War of Independence. Wow. And he left Ireland in 1922 because he didn't want to be any part of the Civil War.
Right.
And then he came back to Ireland, I think, in the late 30s and the 40s.
And he still formed, he was in politics right until the 50s, extraordinary.
He went up for the presidency against Seanty O'Callaghan and lost out. I never knew him because he died, I think, in 1962.
So he's not the deep voice Paddy granddad you were talking about.
No. He was a master carpenter and a very different person, yeah.
Whereas your mum's dad was a doctor.
He was a medical doctor, yeah. He came from Carrickmore in Tyrone.
Really?
And was steeped in the fight for independence in Tyrone, and he'd had a very interesting life.
What version of Ireland does the Dubliners' music kind of hark back to now? Since we were halfway talking about the reappreciation, I mean, there's different versions of Ireland, isn't there?
Yeah, I suppose it's it harks back to a more innocent time, I think. A time of, I mean, I remember Ronnie being stopped in the street by a woman, and she just said, "Thanks for all the enjoyment, Ronnie." You know, and that was very much, I think, their stock in trade was helping to people to forget their problems. And, you know, when they became successful in the 60s, I think the reason why they really made a connection with people was because, you know, there was the type of Irish music that was being played on the radio was a little bit staid. It was bit sort of music hall-y and, you know, polite. They resurrected, found and foraged songs that were going to be lost,
and turned them into a party.
And turned them into a party, exactly.
A riot. That was kind of the essence of it. So it's harking back to the time when we needed to escape.
Yeah.
And the Dubliners provided it.
Yeah, and also I think because of the sensibility of Luke and of Ronnie, who had a very deep, they had a very deep social conscience.
Yeah.
And they were, extremely anti-war. So Ronnie sang the songs of Eric Bogle, and Luke sang songs of Ewan McCall and songs with a conscience, Ian Campbell. And, I think they really resonated with people, you know, who were still, you know, alive, you know, had experienced a life of kind of, during the emergency, as we called it here, I suppose. But a life where you couldn't get everything you wanted down at the spa. Do you know what I mean?
The rationing.
You know, rationing and all of those. Deprivation is the word I was looking for.
Ronnie would have been 90 as well.
Ironically. Was born in 1934, and it was only talking to your researcher that I suddenly realised, this is this is going to be a really important concert to remember Leonard Cohen, given he was 90 years of age. And we'll be celebrating as a family, we'll be celebrating Ronnie's 90th birthday in September as well, because he was born on the 16th of September.
Wow. And that's going to be a private get together and remember.
Yeah, we're having a kind of just friends and family. And there will be music, and we're hoping to show a little film has come to light. Paddy O'Donoghue, who ran O'Donoghue's pub on Merrion Row, was a keen he'd filmed with the cine cameras, and one of his little films has come to light.
Really?
He filmed around my parents' wedding, and so we have a photograph of their wedding, but it'll be amazing to see them all.
You haven't seen it yet?
I haven't seen it yet, so we're going to show it on the night of the party, and you know, who knows, at some stage down the road we might do something a little bit bigger.
That's going to be very special,
and show it to a wider audience.
Oh, I hope so. We'd all love to see that. I know it's see the family first. Good morning, Phil. Tell Phil my news father Ronnie and his granddad, Granddad Drew. I was a neighbour on Oliver Plunkett Road. Ronnie used to drop into my neighbours, the Kellys. Great sessions in the house with Ronnie and family. Fond memories. That's from Eddie Bryan in Goring, County Wexford, who was at Monkstown Farm in Dunleary once upon a time. Where was home, by the way, growing up?
Well, I was brought up in Greystones.
Greystones, yeah.
My grandfather and my grandmother relocated to Greystones, and we moved out to Greystones to look after my grandmother, and a house came up for sale up the road, and that's where we ended up.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And you had two arty parents. Obviously, your mum was involved in theatre, and you're now an arty house because you're... your missus is on stage as well.
Sue Collins, she was only in with you recently.
I didn't know that at the time.
Yeah. From the Sue was amazing. She puts me to shame. Her work ethic is extraordinary.
Your work ethic is not bad. You're doing this. You're doing the Remembering Ronnie show.
Oh yeah.
You're also doing the Rebellion tours as well. Still.
Yeah, I'm working with Lorcan Collins. He's a wonderful man. He runs the 1916 Rebellion walking tours and. Unparalleled historian of rebellion in Ireland. And we did a little gig up in Belfast recently, and I learned 12 songs for it. It was Rebellion in Ireland from 1798 to 1981-82, the period of the hunger strikes. And we did it in the Felons Club. Gerry Adams was there. So it was the most daunting thing I've ever done in my life. So I learned the songs backwards, because I knew that if I dropped a line or anything like that, they'd be on me.
But there's someone who could challenge you on the tones, on the note, on the tempo.
Yeah, no, but it was a huge success. So it's something that I think we might try and take out around the place.
Brilliant,
because
yeah.
You know, it's a great story, and the songs are incredible.
You always get a good crowd in Belfast for that. There's an endless thirst for culture up there, isn't there?
Yeah,
particularly at the moment. There's something happening. Someone's also said, really great to hear Phelan on the show. I met him while driving to All Together Now in 2019 with the RTE Concert Orchestra. One of life's true gents. Please say hi to him for me. That's from Stephen.
Oh, how are you, Stephen?
Being a WhatsApp group for people. But listen, tickets available for the Leonard Cohen 90th birthday celebration concert. That's at the Three Arena on the 21st of September. You can go to singularartists.ie, singular artists being the promoters.
And the conductor is Gavin Maloney, I have to say, who's an extraordinary man.
Well mentioned.
I always find it amazing, because they seem to be, like, Gavin Maloney seems to be playing what the orchestra are playing a couple of beats ahead of them. And I don't know how mind does that, you know. So it's extraordinary.
I don't think I'd even see the conductor there. Sometimes you're going, it doesn't quite match, so they're just way ahead.
they're just way ahead.
Phelan Drew, thanks so much for coming into us.
Pleasure.
And good luck and enjoy everything.